Stephen Thompson is our resident scholar, poet, scientist, astronomer.
Yeah, and statesman.
Okay, maybe that's going a bit too far there, Stephen. But he is a music scout for us here at All Things Considered. And Stephen, you brought along a playlist of some of your favorite new music, including this track.
This is a singer-songwriter named Malcolm Middleton. He was half of a Scottish group called Arab Strap, which played absolutely the most depressing music.
Because this is not a depressing song at all.
This is not a grim and punishing song at all. It's this wonderful sort of spangly, cheerful pop song. Sounds very sort of early 90s yeah. college radio.
Yeah.
So fun. It's sort of a tribute to, you know, I mean, lots of singers over the years have sort of sung about, you know, their traveling shoes, you know, as if they're wandering spirits or whatever. And this particular song pays tribute to the socks that make those shoes more comfortable. It's called Red Traveling Socks. Red traveling socks, you take me away from the one I love. All you have is distance and time, out of sight while all in the mind.
Sounds like a good song for the car.
It is a good song for the car, I find it just incredibly charming. I think in part by comparison to some of his just astonishingly bleak earlier material. He has a song on a previous solo record called We're All Going to Die. And which is very, very indicative of his work up to that point. So part of what makes the song stand out, in addition to just being this really sweet, almost giddy song, is just how much less depressing it is than everything he's ever worked on.
Stephen, I'm really curious to hear about this next song. It's a George Harrison song. Obviously, it's not sung by the late George Harrison.
Right. It's sung by a singer named Jim James from a band called My Morning Jacket. Recording gets more confusing. Recording under the name Yim Yames, which is not the most mysterious pseudonym in the world. But he put out a really lovely EP earlier this year called Tribute To, and it's six songs written by George Harrison. George Harrison songs and Beatles songs. And this particular track is a song from the White Album called Long, Long, Long.
It's interesting because Jim James from My Morning Jacket, in that band, they do all kinds of interesting stuff, sometimes funk. I mean, they've played with the Boston Pops, the Boston Symphony Orchestra. This is completely different.
Yeah, there's a lot of sort of these cavernous, epic rock songs. And at times, I've sometimes found their music a little bit remote. And part of what I love about these George Harrison covers is he clearly feels so reverent about the source material that they're stripped down to their sort of distilled beautiful essence. So many tears
I was searching. Finally, Stephen, there's a track that you picked this week, a band called the Japan Droids, and I love this track. It's got so much energy. Who are these guys?
It's a duo from Vancouver, a guitarist named Brian King, a drummer named David Prowse, and there's just two of them, and then they both sort of shout over each other at the same time. And there's just something so wonderfully full to bursting about this record. I mean, the fact that they don't necessarily always seem to be playing the same song at the same time kind of gives it a little kind of a shambling quality, but it's ultimately just so full of life.
His sound reminds me a little bit of Robert Smith from The Cure.
It does. There's definitely some of that Robert Smith. This particular song is called Young Hearts Spark Fire, which I think says it all.
Stephen Thompson is the curator of NPR's Song of the Day and our scout for new music. You can hear full versions of all of these songs at nprmusic.org. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
We haven't forgotten about 3-Minute Fiction. We're still reading through the 3,600 submissions we received in round 2, and we'll have a winning story read by The New Yorker's James Wood soon. In the meantime, you can read some of our favorites so far at npr.org/3-minute-fiction, and that's 3-minute fiction all spelled out. And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great night.